Before we start the show, I just want to know, have you gone to TrillNBA.com and gotten your copy of the 3-step surefire method to ask for help without getting dinged? Have you got your copy yet? Well, if you haven't, you need to. Let me tell you about Julia. Julia writes, "So my review went very well. I've only been in the role for 6 months, so I definitely need help. I used the information on inquiring about leadership style and expectations. I gained so much insight on my boss and how to slay my role. Until that podcast, I would have never thought to ask for help. I would have just thugged it out, but she was impressed and I felt motivated and empowered." Listen, you guys, there is no need for you to thug out your role. All you have to do is go to TrillNBA.com and sign up to get the 3-step surefire method to ask for help without getting dinged. So go forth and prosper, and let's start the show. Welcome to the TrillNBA Show. I'm your host, Felicia Ann Rose Anuha, aka the Trillest NBA you will ever know. And I'm here to help you survive and thrive in corporate America by giving you the truth and being as real as only I can be. Happy Sunday, you guys. Happy Memorial Day. I hope you get to take the holiday off to rest. Thank our service men and women out there protecting us every day. God bless you all, and thank you for your service. So today, I want to talk about something that, okay, y'all know I get triggered sometimes. So I had a bunch of coaching calls this week, and there was a theme, and so I felt like I had to talk about it. So you want to hear it? Here it go. So I had a lot of ladies mention that they were intimidating their coworkers, or they felt like their coworkers, and let's be real clear, they felt like their white coworkers were intimidated by them. And I was like, how, Sway? And I started to think back on my own experiences, and I remembered a couple of things. So one, and I think I've told this story, I was working and I got a new boss, and this boss was shorter than me. Like, his head came like right up to my tiggle bitties. And I'm clearly bigger than him, like tall and wide. So one day, I was excited about something and I had figured something out or solved a problem. I was super excited about it. And our cubes were right next to each other and we were in a high wall cube environment. And so I ran over to his cube and I was like, "Hey, such and such." And he turned around in a knuck if you buck stance. Like, he had his fists up in like Muhammad Ali mode. And I was just like, you guys, I was so taken aback. I went to my desk and I cried. Like, I literally cried because I could not believe that this person would ever think that I would ever want to do anything to like physically harm them. And I'm just, oh God, I was so confused. I was like, so you thought I was coming to attack you and I'm coming to tell you good news? I'll never forget that day. Like, that sticks with me. Now, mind you, fast forward to end of year conversations, and this is the same manager who tells me that your facial expressions make me uncomfortable and you make me uncomfortable. Now, when you get feedback like that, you have to ask yourself, is that something I can actually fix or change? Like, can I actually like crawl up in your brain and push a button that says stop being uncomfortable by the Black person you work with? No. Oh. Not gonna happen. It's not my job to make you comfortable. It's not my job. My job is to come here and make this company money. But again, that's too much like common sense, right? So the other story I'm thinking about is, remember I told you guys about the manager who ate my chips? And she was a big old bully to me. So one day, I was just fed up. She was trying to throw me under the bus on some stuff that wasn't even my fault. Like, she was going to make it my fault when it was actually my coworker's fault because they didn't tell me they were making a change. But she said, I should have been aware. I'm like, how sway? Especially when they just made it. So I finally just had enough. And I didn't explode because that's not my MO. Again, I'm not that person. Like, I'm not the person to roll my neck and talk all loud like I'm going to pop some gum. And that's not me. So I did start crying because I was frustrated because this woman had bullied me so bad. Like, it was so bad, you guys, for months on end. I'm like, nearly a year. And so finally I was like, look, I have had enough. You are not doing this to me. I am not going to let you do this to me today. You just are not going to do this to me. And I'm like crying, telling her she's not going to do this to me. And I did point at her, but there was two people worth of distance between us. You know, this heifer had the nerve to go to HR the next day and say that she felt threatened by me. The same bitch that was bullying me all that time, I take up for myself. Now, here are her white women tears talking about, I feel threatened by Felicia. I just felt like my life was in danger. Bitch. What? Ooh. Okay. Breathe in. Breathe out. Now, here's the deal. When you come up against these people at work who try to act like you're some big, bad, intimidating force, and, you know, you tell Becky that, hey, that's not going to work, you know, and you're just being direct, like in a calm voice. And then she starts crying, saying that you're being mean to her. Y'all know this has happened to you or one of your friends. You know it. I've seen it. It's sad. We have to remain calm in all situations. We don't get to be upset. We don't get to show our emotions. There are so many times where I have been given coaching saying, work is work. Take the emotions out of it, Felicia. There are no emotions in corporate America, which is sad, right? Because human beings have emotion and there's a bunch of humans running around working in the building that we call the corporation. But yet, oh, I forgot. I was supposed to leave my common sense at home. My bad, y'all. My bad. Okay. No common sense. So remain calm always. If you feel frustrated, walk away. Just walk away. What are they going to say that you walked away? You can't get in trouble for walking away. Now, what you can get in trouble for is what comes out your mouth. So the best thing to do is just remain calm and quiet and walk away until you can get somewhere and figure out your strategy on how to handle that situation. You need to be intentional and thoughtful because what you don't want to do is allow them to create a narrative that you are intimidating or you are a bully. We know most of the time that's not what's happening. We know that culturally, Black women just really don't have time for your shenanigans. So we're just going to tell it to you straight. Here's the deal. Here's what we need done. Here's the time. This is what I'm doing. Keep it moving. There's no feelings involved. But you want to take that. And yes, when I say you, I mean you, white coworker. I hope you're listening. You want to take that as if something's wrong or we're angry or there's a problem or we don't like you. Listen, we don't know you, okay? I'm just trying to do my goddamn job. That's all. I don't know you. And ladies, if you feel that way, that's actually part of the problem, y'all. We're not getting to know our coworkers. Instead, we just put our head down, we do our work, we get the hell up out when it's time to go, peace. Like, I don't have time to be fooling with y'all and y'all shenanigans and getting caught up in some mess. And the next thing I know, I'm in HR on some bullshit. I'm not the one. Yes, ladies, I get that. That makes total sense. However, guess what? That is not going to help us navigate and rise in the organization. We have to start shifting our focus on building relationships. And if we build relationships, you won't run into so much feeling like other people, i.e. white coworkers, are intimidated by you and what you bring to the table. Because when somebody gets to know you, they really kind of know you. And so they know your intention, they know your MO, and it demystifies you as the Black person in the office. So you got to build relationships. The second thing you have to do, and you're not going to like this. And you know how I know you're not going to like this? Because I don't like it. I don't like people telling me what I need to do. However, comma. We got to start smiling, y'all. Do you know how many of us walk around with resting bitch face? And we don't mean no harm. And I get so upset too because my facial expressions have a mind of their own. It is very hard for me to control them. I am constantly saying in my head, fix your face, fix your face, fix your face. Did you fix your face? Mm-mm, don't do it. Yes, she said something stupid, but you're going to keep your lips. Just, yes, show some teeth. Don't do it. Ooh. Mm-mm-mm. So listen, I want to recommend, and I'll keep recommending this book, How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. I'm telling you guys, this white man done wrote the book to tell y'all how to deal with white people. That's this book right here. So one of the principles under 6 ways to make people like you is smiling. So I'm gonna read a little excerpt here. Peruse this bit of sage advice from the essayist and publisher, Elbert Hubbard. But remember, perusing it won't do you any good unless you apply it. Whenever you go outdoors, draw the chin in, carry the crown of the head high, and fill the lungs to the utmost. Drink in the sunshine, greet your friends with a smile, and put soul into every hand clasp. Do not fear being misunderstood, and do not waste a minute thinking about your enemies. Try to fix firmly in your mind what you would like to do, and then, without veering off direction, you will move straight to the goal. Keep your mind on the great and splendid things you would like to do, and then, as the days go gliding away, you will find yourself unconsciously seizing upon the opportunities that are required for the fulfillment of your desire. Just as the coral insect takes from the running tide the element it needs. Picture in your mind the able, earnest, useful person you desire to be, and the thought you hold is hourly transforming you into that particular individual. Thought is supreme. Preserve a right mental attitude, the attitude of courage, frankness, and good cheer. To think rightly is to create. All things come through desire, and every sincere prayer is answered. We become like that of which our hearts are fixed. Carry your chin in and the crown of your head high. We are gods in the chrysalis. The ancient Chinese were a wise lot, wise in the ways of the world. And they had a proverb that you and I ought to cut out and paste inside our hats. It goes like this: a man without a smiling face must not open a shop. Your smile is a messenger of your goodwill. Your smile brightens the lives of all who see it. To someone who has seen a dozen people frown, scowl, or turn their faces away, your smile is like the sun breaking through the clouds, especially when that someone is under pressure from his bosses, his customers, his teachers, or parents or children. A smile can help him realize that all is not hopeless, that there is joy in the world. You better work, Dale Carnegie. Listen, smiling helps us shift the energy that's coming at us. And we already know. We got 400 plus years of slavery, plus Reconstruction, plus Jim Crow, plus the Depression. I mean, just listen, we got all the energy coming at us. So we need to use smiling as a protective force so that we can keep positive energy around us, even on the days when we don't feel that great. And I always tell people, you know, it really frustrates me because, you know, sometimes you just have some gas. And so your stomach is like moving and you don't feel like smiling. In fact, you're scrunching up your face because you're like trying to, you know, not blow bombs with your coworkers. Like you're doing them a favor in that moment. And they don't understand. All they see is you scrunching up your face and then, oh my God, is something wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong? And that's the side effect of smiling all the time because I'm a cheeser. But again, I have these facial expressions. I have these facial expressions that sometimes have a mind of their own. So let's say I got a little gas. Well, my face is not really going to want to smile because I feel uncomfortable. And then you see me in that moment and now you think I'm mad. I know y'all. We can win though. So that's why I'm talking about this. So tip number two, smile. The last thing I want to ask you guys to do me a favor. I want to hear your stories about coworkers acting as if they're intimidated by you in the workplace. And are you really intimidating? Are you doing this on purpose? Are you using this to your advantage in some way in the short term? How's it working for you? I want to really start to dig into this idea that we as the onlys or few in the room in corporate, how do we actually intimidate these folks? Like, are you really intimidated or are you just trying to figure out a way to get rid of me because you don't like me? Or are you really scared that I'm gonna outshine you because black girl magic is real. So what is this? What is this really going on? I know I've had my times where I felt like people felt a certain kind of way about me, or, you know, they didn't know how to take me, or they didn't understand me. And I really had to work on building those relationships so they knew that I always came with great intentions, even if my intent and my impact didn't match. So email me, ask@trillmba.com. If you're in a situation right now and you want to talk through it, you can hit me up at trillmba.com/coaching. Schedule a free 30-minute consultation with me. I'm happy to do some strategizing and help you figure out the right things to say and do, and help you understand how your corporate culture is working and how you can make it work for you. So give me a holla. I am here. I'm always happy to help. I'm always happy to hear from you guys. It fills my days with a lot of joy. Get the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. And over the next couple of weeks, I'm going to be talking about some of the other principles in the book, because it's important. We need to use what we know works so that we can get ahead. The other thing I want to understand from you guys, would you be interested in a course, an online course that helped walk you through your first 90 days at work? And the goal would be to set you up with your first year, that at the end of that first year, the organization sees you as high potential, high performing talent. You have identified sponsors and advocates, and you are just riding the wave of goodwill and starting off to a great start at your new job. If that's something you would be interested in, and you're starting a new job in September of this year, and you want to take that time to get a little handholding so that it doesn't matter what boss you have somebody to walk you through the things that you really need to know to get ahead and help you understand your corporate culture so that you can navigate it in your favor. So if you would like to sign up for this course, shoot me an email and let me know. It's going to be a small group. I'm actually going to handpick people because I want to make sure that our time is not wasted and that this is very impactful for you and that we reach the goal of working towards your promotion within 18 months of you starting your role. So the goal would be getting you promoted within 18 to 24 months of you starting your job. So if that's something you're interested in, hit me up, ask@trillmba.com. As always, you know where to find me. I'm out here on these internets at Trill MBA Show on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. You can hit me up on the website, trillmba.com. Listen to the show, share it, tell all your friends about it. Like, it's some good stuff I'm trying to give us. You know what I'm saying? All right, y'all. Have a safe holiday weekend. Have fun, not too much fun. Don't drink and drive. Don't text and drive. Take care of yourself. Love each other. Listen, we all we got. So until next week, keep it trill. The Trill MBA Show is a Fair World Corp. LLC production. Executive produced by Felicia Ann Rose Anuha. Music is Kick Push by Ryan Little. Keep it trill every day, y'all.